Nurturing the Shepherd. Pastors play a crucial role in guiding and supporting their communities, often putting the needs of others before their own. However, it's essential for pastors to prioritize self-care to maintain their well-being and continue their vital work. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So this is the question. Are you experiencing the yoke of Jesus that's easy to bear and light? Because that's what he said it would be. The passage encourages individuals to seek rest in Jesus, emphasizing the idea of finding solace and relief from life's burdens. It serves as a reminder that self-care, including seeking spiritual renewal and rest, is aligned with the teachings of Jesus. We're exploring the significance of positive relationships and support in self-care, offering a step-by-step guide to achieve a healthy work-life balance. Ministry is work. Number one, recognizing the importance of self-care. In the ministry, there can be a culture of work and sacrifice and selfishness if we take care of ourselves. And so we're correcting that scripturally. Begin by acknowledging that self-care is not a luxury, but a necessity. Understand that taking care of yourself enables you to better serve others and fulfill your pastoral responsibilities with renewed energy and focus. I would argue, according to what Jesus said, that being spiritual is practicing self-care. Cultivating positive relationships, number two. Build and nurture positive relationships within your community and personal life. Surround yourself with individuals who provide support, encouragement, and understanding. You need peer support. Having a reliable support system can significantly contribute to your overall well-being. The happiness studies consistently show that connection is the key to happiness. People who were in chronic pain stated they felt very high levels of happiness because they knew that they could depend on their loved one, and that made all the difference for them. Number three, seeking professional support. Consider engaging in regular counseling or therapy sessions. Pastors often carry the weight of others' burdens, and having a confidential space to process your own challenges can be invaluable. Establishing boundaries. Define clear boundaries between work and personal life. Set specific working hours and avoid the temptation to constantly be available. Communicate these boundaries to your congregation, fostering a healthy understanding of your limitations. This includes your phone, your notifications, your email, your text, any chat, any social media that you are on. Communicate your boundaries. You know, you're role modeling to your congregation, and they will learn from those boundaries. But if you start answering emails, and probably not text at 3 in the morning, but emails, if they see, oh, that was sent 3 in the morning, then they might feel the pressure, the expectation to respond right away. So if you are up in the middle of the night, time the emails and set a time for them to be sent the next day during working hours. Because I know, I mean, there may be times when your set hours are different, and that's okay. It can be different. As long as you're getting the self-care, you can structure your time however you want. However, it can be misperceived if someone gets that email at 3 in the morning. Prioritize spiritual renewal. Take intentional steps to nurture your own spiritual well-being. This is number five. This isn't studying for that sermon. It's for yourself. And you're saying, "Holy Spirit, reveal to me. I need you. I need refreshing. I want to commune with you." Carve out that time for prayer, meditation, and personal reflection. Connecting with your faith on a personal level can enhance your ability to guide others effectively. 6, physical wellness. Incorporate regular exercise and a balanced diet into your routine. Physical well-being is interconnected with mental and emotional health, and maintaining a healthy body contributes to overall resilience. There's studies showing that when we're not coping well with stress, not stress in itself, that's not a bad thing. But when we're not coping with it, when we're not regulating our emotions, it has an effect on us physically and even our immune system and our immune response. 7 is time management. Develop effective time management strategies. Prioritize tasks, delegate responsibilities where possible. I'm going to read that again. Somebody needs to hear it. Delegate responsibilities where possible. Learn to say no when needed. Creating a realistic schedule helps prevent burnout and allows for moments of rest. Now, we are in a long-term run. It's like a jog. It's not a sprint. It's not a crawl. It's a consistent jog. So we want to stay in, and we want to stay healthy and strong to be able to be consistent. 8 is continual learning and growing. Invest time in personal and professional development. Attend conferences, workshops. Engage in ongoing education to stay inspired, motivated in your role as a pastor. So listen to the podcast, read the articles, take a class, go to a conference. Rest and Sabbath is 9. Remember the importance of rest and observing a Sabbath day. Taking regular breaks and allowing yourself time for leisure and relaxation are vital components of self-care. So do you have at least one day off? You need to have at least 2 days off. And when you are off, does the congregation know you're not going to be checking those emails? You know, is there a rotation for responsibilities among your staff? Have those boundaries and respect them for yourself. You're not the savior. We already have a savior. You're a servant, you're a shepherd. And if you don't take care of yourself, you may not be here. But also, Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So I would argue that we're missing it. With this martyrdom, with this, oh, ministry is work. Ministry is work, but it's also resting in him and flowing in him. And it's a different kind of work, his way. It's a time of, he may lead you in a wilderness time. And that's between you and him. And that's his way. His ways are just so different. And so we have to be really open-minded. It's very different than how the world sees things, our institutions. His ways are so different. Just watch how he walked on the earth. Look at Paul. Read Acts. I mean, it's so not what we're looking at today, what a church is like. And I understand the modern technology, the modern buildings, but we just need to be a little more open to the Holy Spirit and his leading of what a work day should look like. Regular evaluation. That's 10. Periodically assess your well-being and adjust your self-care strategies accordingly. Recognize that self-care is evolving and be open to adapting your routine to meet changing needs. Prioritizing self-care as a pastor is not only an investment in personal well-being, but a commitment to serving your community with authenticity and vitality. By cultivating positive relationships, establishing clear boundaries, and embracing various self-care strategies, pastors can navigate the challenges of their roles while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. So I recommend that you bookmark this and that you, on a regular basis, review it. How are you doing with those 10 steps? What do you need to fine-tune? Because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to take care of you. Nobody's going to force it on you. The Holy Spirit He doesn't force things on us. So this is the nudge that he is saying to all of us, take care of yourself. There's only one you and it matters. He needs every single one of us. We are the body and bride of Christ. So we thank you and we praise you, Father, for this wisdom and this insight, and help us to apply what we've learned today in Jesus' name.